North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has made 14 appointments to the Higher Education Governance Task Force. Among the 14 are four state legislators. Williston Senator Brad Beckedahl said he applied to be on the task force because higher education is important to the northwest part of North Dakota. Beckedahl says he has no perceived notions about governance.
The model, as you know, is last changed about 80 years ago, so it's probably not a bad thing to look at it. Doesn't mean there's going to be any changes, obviously, but the evaluations will occur, the discussions will occur, and we'll see where that leads us for possible changes down the road. But I'm certainly anxious to be involved in the process of understanding the history and looking for ways to do things better if we need to.
Fargo Republican State Representative Shannon Roars-Jones says she wanted to be on the task force because she would bring an outside perspective since she isn't connected to any of the 11 public colleges and universities. Roars-Jones says she does see something in the governance model that might need some tweaking.
I think right now the way they have it set up with one chancellor and then all of the different university presidents, it seems like it's a very adversarial system. And so I would like to look at some different models where, you know, maybe you have some more localized leadership making decisions for the university.
The other state legislators on the panel are Bismarck Republican Representative Mike Nathy and Senate Democratic Minority Leader Joan Heckman. Governor Burgum will chair the task force. It will have its first meeting in January. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.